The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Halfway through the month of June already. The passing of Casey Kasem, probably on most people's minds. I'm Doug Steffen, here with the things that you probably are interested in knowing a little more about. Maybe you have some background. Maybe you can teach us something. Help yourself to 888-302-3684. When I say teach us, I mean me. Ken Kessler, who's here. Jennifer, is she back? She's back tomorrow, I think, Kenny, right?
Tomorrow.
With all of my if information, which often gets to me behind everybody else. If I know what's going on, then that's, I think, probably a step in the right direction. The Casey Kasem passing. Casey, disc jockey, San Francisco, the year's 1964. He got a letter from a fan named Elena who wanted to share her experience at the recent Beatles concert. Casey thought it was such a great experience to share that he recorded himself reading the letter and actually releasing it as a single. Letter from Elena was not a hit, but it did pave the way for what would become a regular feature on his program.
Hello, I'm a disc jockey, and following a Beatle performance, one of my listeners wrote me a touching letter. Because it really happened, I'd like to share it with you. Dear Casey, if you're wondering what it is that I'm writing about, I'll tell you. I hugged my favorite Beatle, George Harrison. On August 19th, the night of the Beatle performance at the Cow Palace in San Francisco, two of my friends came along with me. Naturally, when I saw George walk on stage, I screamed my heart out. When he sang, I knew that I had to touch him. When they announced their last song, I nudged Eric, the boy that I was with, and told him that I was going outside to try and find the limousines that they'd leave in. He said that he'd come with me. We ran outside and found that other people had the same idea. The crowd was so big, I lost Eric. I started to run all around looking for him, but I couldn't find him. Finally, I reached a part behind the Cow Palace where nobody was, and I decided to turn back. As I started to leave, I thought that I saw something behind the bushes. I looked, and I saw the limousines parked close together. A fence was separating the limousines from me. Without thinking, I climbed the fence and approached the two cars. They were very well hidden from the public eye, and my heart skipped a beat when I figured they were the same limousines that the Beatles would leave in. Something caught my eye. I looked up and saw George and Paul walking together, behind them Ringo and John. George and Paul were talking with a couple of guards and laughing. They didn't see me. Before I knew what was happening, I was running to George. I caught him, and I hugged him. Boy, I sure did cling. He was taken by surprise, and when he realized what was happening, he smiled at me and said, "Hi, Bert." The tears were running down my cheeks, and I clung hard, but couldn't say a word. Paul stood there and stared with a grin. Ringo passed and looked at me with his mouth open. John passed and just glanced at me for a second. John and Ringo, followed by a couple of men, climbed in one limousine and left. The guards were trying to pull me away while George grinned and Paul stared. Finally, when they pulled us apart, Paul opened the door for George and they both climbed into the car. When they were both in the car, I broke away from the guards and I ran and touched the door handle that Paul had touched. Paul and George both turned around and waved to me with big grins on their faces. I walked in a daze back to where Eric was. Eric came up to me and asked me where I was. Lynette, the other girl with us, saw the tears in my eyes, noticed that I was breathing hard, and saw that my eyes were wandering. I muttered that I'd hugged George, and she nearly fainted right then. Eric asked me a bunch of questions, but I kept muttering that I hugged George. When I calmed down, Lynette and Eric asked question after question. My dad laughed when I told him. My mom touched my hand. My girlfriends were and are very envious. One thing that I'll always remember is the way George said, "Hi, Bird." It was so romantic, and he was so handsome. Well, Casey, thanks for reading this. Elena.
So the signature work, sort of that may have been the first long-distance dedication, part of an iconic career, and perhaps many of you, it depends on how old you are, may or may not feel that the host of American Top 40 deserves the kind of attention that I may give to him during the course of the day today. But there are a lot of things about Casey Kasem that I mirrored. I didn't ever do the kind of work that he did outside of radio, as he is the voice, or was the voice, of Shaggy. So counting down the hits for 25 years, voice of Shaggy. Kenny, how many other different things did he do? I don't remember him doing too many commercials, frankly.
He was really picky about commercials. He wouldn't do anything that they didn't believe in or support. Yeah. And he was, I can't remember if he was vegetarian or a vegan.
He was a vegan.
But so that kept him from doing. He wouldn't do any cereals commercial. Cheerios had a big contract they wanted to sign him to, but he said it was served with milk and he just didn't feel right about
milk. Yeah. Yep.
So he didn't do it.
So he started doing the countdown programs from 1970 and was involved in one way or another until 2009 when he retired. His daughter, Carrie, made the announcement on her Facebook page, which has now been swarmed with tens of thousands of messages of affection for Casey Kasem. And it was interesting that it happened on Father's Day morning. The post was, early this Father's Day morning, our dad, Casey Kasem, passed away, surrounded by family and friends. Even though we know he's in a better place, no longer suffering, we're heartbroken. Thank you for your love, support, prayers. The world will miss Casey Kasem, an incredible talent and humanitarian. We'll miss our dad. And so, if you have a thought, a comment about Casey Kasem, you're welcome to share it with us. That's the idea here. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. So the comments you have posted in social media that can go back to our listeners, Kenny.
Joseph says, Casey was a pleasant, comforting voice, always respectful with his audience. Rest in peace.
A pleasant, very pleasant voice. He was on this program a couple of times, and I enjoyed it. I actually never had a conversation with him in person, even though I think there are a couple of times when we almost crossed paths. The fact that he was handled the way he was when Ryan Seacrest was put into that position, it was so obvious what was going on. But because he had such popularity with certain ages, they had to keep him in some way, shape, or form. So they had sort of Ryan, when he took over American Top 40, I think Casey kept doing like Top 20 or something. I don't remember how it worked, because that was never much, even though I do the talk radio countdown show, which mimics what Casey and the other Top 40 shows did. I guess the thing that maybe we think about, there are going to be, they have to honor him in some way, shape, or form. It's interesting that Ryan never befriended Casey the way he befriended Dick Clark because it got him someplace, or Larry King because it got him someplace. I am saying this just because it's kind of, it irks me a little bit. I have a great place in my head and my mind for a tradition. And the one thing that bothered me more than anything else is they were paying Casey $4 million a year to do the various programs that he was doing. And immediately the real reason that Seacrest replaced him was that they only had to pay him $2 million a year. So all the other stuff that you'll hear from these people about, you know, what a great job he did, he gave way to Ryan, bunk him. It was all about money. That's all it was. It was all about money. And that's always the way it is. It's kind of a sad commentary on reality, but that's the way it was. So there'll be a lot of time for Casey and thoughts about Casey. What other comments have you got, Kenny?
Earl says he was a nice guy on and off the air. We need more like him.
There is a legendary piece of audio that was recorded by his producer and somehow or other went viral about maybe 15 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, when Casey went off on his producer because of the way things were being written and what he was saying about stuff.
Yeah.
It was legendary because it was pretty foul. But also, yeah, you can find that. You can certainly find that with me. You can find that with anybody who's on the radio. It just, it seemed to fly in the face of what we all thought about him, although it was very amusing. 888-302-3684. You got one more, Kenny?
Sure. Let's see. Bill says, Casey Kasem and his unmistakable voice was a part of the youth for all of us. 30 years from now, they could play a clip from American Top 40, and we will all recognize that voice and know who it is.
Well, the interesting thing about it is that they have revived, they, Premiere, in order to make more money, they revived the countdown show for the current countdown show goes on contemporary hit stations, CHR radio stations, but the old countdowns are playing on all the classic hits, the oldie stations. You can hear it all over the country every weekend on all of those stations. There must be, how many of those stations are there? 1,000, Kenny?
Yeah. So, there's one here in San Diego we listen to on the way to church Sunday mornings, and Casey is with us.
Yeah.
Yesterday was June 1975.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the other thing that I never could understand, why they didn't just play the countdown stuff from the actual day. They pick them from different times of the year. They have no relevance, which doesn't make any sense to me. I want to know what the hit was, you know, 30 years ago today, that kind of stuff. All right, so Casey Kasem, you can count on hearing plenty of conversation about him here on Good Day. Today it's 18 past the hour.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. Boston beer. Boston beer.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, the usual chaos of the world, something I try to steer away from. I may not be able to too much today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Program. The movie The Blues Brothers opened in Chicago on this date in 1980 with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd starring. They played Jake and Elwood Blues. Also included James Brown, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin. Cab Calloway appeared with a rendition of Minnie the Moocher. It was pretty good stuff. Actually, very good stuff. In my mind, when I think about it, it's one of the six movies that I often talk about that you can watch over and over again and get something out of it. It's one of those movies. Hunt for Red October, True Grit in there. Notting Hill is another one that I can watch over and over and certainly Love Actually. That's what it's called. I don't know. Why am I questioning myself?
I don't know. That's what it's called, though.
Yeah. It is. You're right. All right. So, moving into a little bit of joy from last Friday night, normally at this time in this hour of the program, present some of the late-night comedians with part of their monologue. Here's Jimmy Fallon from last Friday.
There are reports that Amazon is launching a new service to help you find a babysitter. And if you want to see how that turns out, tune in to Dateline, Friday at 8 on NBC. The mayor of San Marino, California, has apologized after he was caught on video tossing a bag of dog poop into his neighbor's yard. It got even worse when he said, not only that, I don't have a dog. I mean, there's a problem. The dating site Match.com has a new feature they say will find the perfect match for you based on pictures of your ex. Which explains why every woman on Match.com is now claiming they dated George Clooney. It's very interesting.
Really? And Roberta's not here to take advantage of that.
Yeah. Jennifer either.
Yeah. What'd I say?
You said Roberta.
Oh, I meant Jennifer. Why did I say Roberta? Roberta doesn't care.
Well, either of them.
George Clooney. Nah, she doesn't care about that. Roberta doesn't. Yes, the ladies are not here. Here's lady news. Kelly Clarkson gave birth to her first child, 32-year-old Grammy winner, announcing on Twitter. That's where it all happens. She and her husband welcomed a baby girl. Our baby girl, River Rose Blackstock, has arrived. Thank you, everyone, for all your well wishes. Brandon and I are on cloud nine. This is, let's see here, Blackstock is the son of her manager and stepson of country star Reba McEntire. They got married in October of last year. All right, so should we have a Kelly Clarkson song just to make us feel like we are in the right mood? The mood, whatever.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you smarter. Puts that piece in lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over. Cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Doesn't mean I'm and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
The announcement has been made that San Francisco is going to open up a sort of a museum for George Lucas for the Star Wars stuff. That is cool. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, since handwriting correlates with cognitive development, are we upset at the reduced penmanship?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Lowry. In this digital age with the Common Core emphasizing technology over penmanship, neurologists are upset because they think handwriting correlates with cognitive development. Your view?
Yeah, I was actually shocked to discover, a little like kids don't have a recess and PE every day anymore, that they don't learn penmanship, handwriting, really past the first grade anymore. And neurological studies have indicated that people learn differently and acquire knowledge differently when they write something with their hand as opposed to typing it. So in other words, you don't learn as well if you don't know how to actually write by hand. That's a disturbing thing. Kids aren't learning it.
Yeah, I agree with Ron. I think it's a bad thing. I don't know anything about the science here, but it seems...
Oh, you're not intuitive. A scientist either?
It seems intuitive. It just, when in my own work, if I'm dictating something as opposed to typing it, as opposed to writing it on longhand, the way you think sort of feels a little different. But I think this is a lot like Latin. You know, handwriting might be a good bedrock for you and helpful in the long run, the same way Latin is, but since it lacks the immediate usefulness it used to, we'll see it probably fade out.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media, we're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans have always been ready to defend,
to serve and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Morning, Doug Steffens. Good day program. I always like to think that there are good stories that we can intermittently place with some of the stories that are not so good, whether they be crazy, the fact that some guy is crazy enough to try to row a boat across the Atlantic Ocean from New York to Scotland. Is enough of a, I suppose, commanding presence to talk about it. But the fact that the Coast Guard had to go rescue him during a storm over the weekend, this guy, again, what's the responsibility of the Coast Guard? And how is it, I mean, can you tell somebody, no, you can't do that? No, I guess you can't do that. It's a free country. This fellow was a Scottish? He was Scot, not an American. They plucked him from the choppy waters off Long Island. He didn't get very far, in other words. He'd been about 50 miles in his rowboat when he sent out a distress call by satellite phone saying he'd been injured. The Coast Guard said the pilot of one of the helicopters went out to Mr. Ian McDonald, is his name, Ian McDonald. The helicopter was forced to turn back because of a big, bad lightning storm. But then there was a Coast Guard rescue boat carrying paramedics that was able to navigate the turbulent waters, reach him in his rowboat. It was after midnight on Saturday. It must have been fun in the dark. He was being thrown about like a rag doll, said the captain of the rescue boat. He was bloodied, cuts on his hand. So what responsibility, after telling the story and thinking to yourself, wow, kind of a whack job would do that. What there are now places in this country, when you call the police and they come to respond to something going on in your home or an accident, they charge you. You knew that, right? You get involved in an accident, it's your fault. Police will charge your insurance company for the time it takes them to investigate the accident or to clear the road or to do any of these things, and one wonders whether that, I'm sure most people don't know in any particular jurisdiction. Kenny, they do that in San Diego, do you know, one way or another?
I don't know for certain, but I would imagine they do.
Mm-hmm. So in this circumstance, do we charge this guy, we're the taxpayers, we fund the Coast Guard. Does the Coast Guard charge this guy if he doesn't have any money? So I guess it's TS, right, under the circumstances. But it's one of those things. We have a sort of amused, bemused attitude toward these people. And people go, oh, he's an explorer. We should support him.
He's an idiot.
And
he's not an explorer.
He's got a commanding presence about him. All right. So there are a couple of things here that are going on today that are distressing. These photos that show the militants killing Iraqi soldiers. And now the chaos. One wonders whether or not this gets to the heart of our leaders and the plan to keep a small military presence in Afghanistan. Why would that be? Why would that be necessary? Get them out. Now there's the Pakistan defense minister characterizing the offensive in Pakistan against foreign and local militants in these areas, the Taliban tribal areas near the Afghanistani border with Pakistan. They're all over, like ants coming out of an anthill. They're all over the place. They're crazy. Here, over the weekend, Hamas captured three teenagers, kidnapped them. So more tensions between Israel and the new Palestinian government. It is. It's like ants coming out of an anthill. These people everywhere trying to disrupt what's going on in the world. To what end?
And none of them want us there.
No. No, so there's no reason for us to be there. But I'm just saying, in terms of the Iraqis, or in any circumstance, you got Afghanistan, you got Pakistan now, and it's all about the Taliban. It used to be just pretty much contained to Afghanistan. Now they're spreading out, kind of. And they're all sort of focused or wrapped around some sort of Islamic belief, which doesn't do those who want to promote a positive image of Islam, doesn't do them a lot of good, because the world's not sympathetic to this. But yet the religion grows. Isn't that sort of a strange reality? Think about that. 888-302-3684. All right, let's see. The NSA back in the news, National Security Agency. We have with us, in a matter of moments, a gentleman who is a former high-level advisor, an official with the NSA. Let's see what we can find out about what is going on. In time for further hearings, because there are more hearings that are going on, I think, this week, as a matter of fact. And what they focus on has to do with surveillance dangers. I also thought it was interesting over the weekend, not related to the NSA, but to the government and its malfeasance, that Ms. Lerner, Lois Lerner, remember her from the IRS, who has taken the Fifth about 15 times, the Congressional Committee subpoenaed all of her records, including all of her email. Guess what? Shockingly, her email is all missing.
Huh.
There are no emails that the IRS can find that Ms. Lerner wrote for like a 2.5-year period. Not one. There's your government in service to you, right? Not one. So what does that mean? I take the Fifth and you can't find any of my emails. You're guilty. Guilty. But then, Mr. Stephan, we can't prove that. No. I think she, or whoever it is that's handling the situation, lying, contradicting SOBs that they are. And it wouldn't make any difference whether it was a Republican or Democrat. They all do it. The government is so big, so out of control, and they'll, in some way, shape, or form, get rid of it. Few people get fired again. Is she going to go to jail? I don't even know that what she's done, what she obviously has done, is a jailable offense, but it certainly incriminates the people who are running the country, doesn't it? When this stuff happens, we lost her email, was the statement made on Friday.
Wow.
Right. Okay. Good for you. 19 before the hour. So Mr. Binney, William Binney, joins us in a moment, and we'll talk about the NSA and its malfeasance, or if there's something good going on there. Let's get to it here on Good Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If you're carrying emotional baggage, that's not considered a carry-on, so you won't have to pay extra. If a dog pees on your sandcastle, I'd start a new sandcastle. If you want to spend less on a hotel, keep listening by utilizing your ears.
Get up to 30% off hotels during the 4th of July sale. Hurry and book by July 4th for travel by July 9th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638.
I'm going for groceries.
Hey, Grandma.
I'm going to the mall.
Dance lessons, camping.
Off to basketball.
Going fishing, skipping stones. Going out, going home.
Love is the moments that we share. The energy to get there.
Wherever you're going, the quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Let's drive.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like,
that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was fun.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Many of you, if most not all of you, wait a minute, is that a sentence that makes any sense? Many of you, if not most of you, or most of you, if not many of you, anyway, a lot of people know I live in Framingham, Massachusetts. It's where my farm is. It is the community that has the largest number of Brazilians, largest single number of Brazilians living in any one spot in the United States. So you can imagine what's going on now that the World Cup is on. The USA makes its first appearance in the World Cup, by the way, I believe tonight. So as Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, said when I said, hey, is this going to be any good? And he says, we'll see. Kenny and I are happy to have with us Bill Benny, former National Security Agency official, retired in 2001, 30 years. He was a whistleblower. Mr. Benny, welcome to Good Day.
Thanks for having me.
So you started this during the Bush administration. What was going on?
Well, I mean, right after 9/11 in October 2001 was when they started pulling in data and directing a collection of information on every U.S. citizen in the country. So it first started with phone records and then expanded to emails and phone calls, recording them and transcribing, things like that.
What was your job at the time?
Well, I was a technical director there for a period of time, and I was working on these kind of problems of mass communications and so on, as explosion in the digital world of all the communications of cell phones and email and the internet spreading around the world. So the point was that it was all directed at foreign intelligence missions. And that was the charter of NSA. And then in October, they started violating that charter and violating the constitutional rights of everybody and violating a number of laws that existed at the time. Mm-hmm. The Penn Register Law, you know, the Stored Communications Act, the Electronic Privacy Act, not counting all the FCC regulations and laws backing it up that govern the telecoms. So I couldn't be a part of that, so I just had to leave.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't choose to do what Edward Snowden decided to do, though. In the main, he was experiencing the same sort of problems with the way the NSA was conducting itself, wasn't he?
Well, no, but I didn't intend to go public. I thought I could go within the government, like to the intelligence committees and also to the inspector generals, because they all pretty much knew who I was. I had designed a lot of the programs they were using to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't think I needed to take documentation. I just needed to, you know, make sure they were aware of what was going on and they would look into it. But they didn't.
So why do you think they chose not to? What's the fact behind the story here?
Well, the basic incentive behind it is a lot of money and building empires of contractors around the agencies and also building up the agencies in terms of budget and personnel. So it's
okay.
Like building an empire.
It's then like the military-industrial complex.
Exactly.
Yeah. So instead of beware the military-industrial complex, beware the technical complex, because it's the same thing. And these people got themselves, were there a lot of people in the NSA that came from that world? We all know that what's going on now, and it started, it was really prolific in the Bush administration and continued in the Obama administration, where people from these various companies actually get themselves into government positions to influence policy. Is that what was going on at the NSA?
Yeah, also to influence contracts, like how to get contracts back to your previous organization so that when you retire from NSA, you can move into a nice, cushy job in those companies afterward.
So the fact that, for example, NASA did a lot of work with Lockheed Martin or any of the Boeing, that sort of thing, when these guys retire, they go to work for those companies in order to straighten out problems that may be created with any kind of government contracts, the same sort of thing.
Yes, and also the fact that they have they know people back in government, so that gives them influence to get proposals into the government and on the fast track, so to speak.
So what should be our attitude, the American public's attitude toward government in general, toward the NSA, toward data collection? The Obama administration is trying to calm everybody down. Don't worry, we're not going to keep the records. We'll let these companies keep the records. What difference does that make?
And it makes absolutely no difference. I call that a distributed query. That's just like Google. When you query Google, it's a distributed query. Those things are distributed around the different storage areas, you know.
What would the average person be shocked to know about what is going on at the NSA?
They would probably be shocked to know how much content they have of their communications in terms of emails and recorded phone calls.
How much do they have?
For the phone calls, they probably have a good percentage of the phone calls inside the United States recorded. For the emails, they probably have virtually all of that stored.
To what purpose?
Mostly it's law enforcement. That's what the FBI and the DEA are using it for. They go into it and query the base looking for criminal activity.
How often do they use it? How often is it of value?
Well, I think the Reuters quoted a former a federal agent of the government saying that of the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency Administration, saying that, gee, this is such a great program, and I just hope we can keep it secret.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason they have to keep it secret, of course, is all the NSA collected data is done without a warrant, and so therefore it's not admissible in court.
Check out exposefacts.org, folks. Bill Benny here on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Doug Steffen, this is the Good Day program. Monday is the date, and the Tech Talk time is upon us. We have already arrived at that point in the program in which we direct your attention to any number, usually two or three different items that will help you in travel or at work or at play. Shelley Palmer's person who watches a lot of these different aspects for us, and today he's going to focus his report on international traveling. And international travelers, if you're one of those people who is planning on taking a trip out of the country this summer, listen up. Shelley has a way you can avoid those huge fees that come when you use your smartphone overseas. So this is important information. Stand by for this coming right up here on Good Day.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when Apple unveiled iOS 8 at its Worldwide Developer Conference, it officially marked Apple's entry into the mobile health arena. iOS 8 will feature a brand new app called Health that is far more than just another app that counts your steps. Apple knows there are plenty of great apps already doing that. Instead, Health collects the data from third-party apps you're already using into an easy-to-read dashboard. It's sort of like one-stop shopping for the quantified self, or like a health and wellness version of Apple's Passbook app. app. This means you'll no longer have to check three or four different apps to track your progress. You'll get a clear and current overview of your health inside the app. Health will track 60 different types of data and will let you create an emergency card. That card will have information like your blood type, allergies, and be accessible from your lock screen. Health will be available on your iPhone this fall along with the launch of iOS 8. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If you're carrying emotional baggage, that's not considered a carry-on, so you won't have to pay extra. If a dog pees on your sandcastle, I'd start a new sandcastle. If you want to spend less on a hotel, keep listening by utilizing your ears.
Get up to 30% off hotels during the 4th of July sale. Hurry and book by July 4th for travel by July 9th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The news this weekend that cell phones may damage the quality of your sperm, gentlemen, may be worth repeating if you did not hear the story. Those of you who carry your cell phone in your front pants pockets, beware of what happens to the quality of your sperm. According to a study done by a group called Environmental International, cell phones, whatever it is that they're emitting, don't do your sperm any good. So, if you're trying to get pregnant, or get your wife pregnant, probably that's a better way of putting it, and you're not having much luck, and you carry a cell phone in your pants pockets out front, I'd suggest you start looking there. Or perhaps remove it, so you don't have to look there. But this appears to be good science. Cell phones may very probably damage the quality of your sperm. Maybe I shouldn't, somebody who believes in zero population growth, maybe I should extol the value and virtue of that. All right, men, make sure you carry your cell phones in your front pocket. And then we wouldn't have the problem we do with overpopulation. Make sure we get a lot of cell phones over to India, where the biggest problem is, Kenny. Send those cell phones over to India and make sure you direct people, put in the directions, wear your cell phone or carry your cell phone in your front pants pockets.
China,
and,
too.
Yeah, China, please. All these Chinese people need to carry their cell phones in their front pocket so they can destroy their sperm and not have this overpopulation problem. They found a solution to another.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.